This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. We bring in super friend of the show. He is Jeff Shadell. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you today?
Hi, Jeff.
We are doing outstanding, enjoying the weather. All right, so I just want to stay up to speed with you. I know you've been covering the Indians the last couple days. You know, we were talking at the beginning of the show. We were trying to come up with 10 positive things that we've seen from the Indians in the first five games of the season. Just give me three or four. What do you think has been successful for this team so far?
Certainly the starting pitching, the bullpen, and Jose Ramirez. And after that, it gets tough.
In some ways, it's easier to come up with the negatives. It's easier to do the negatives. I mean, is there a way to fix the batting problem, the offense here?
I think the only way to do that, Andy, is to have Oscar Mercado find whatever he had as a rookie in 2019. He has to find that stroke, because when you look at the last four in that batting order yesterday, yeah, Josh Naylor, Jake Bowers, Roberto Perez, and Jimenez, that's not going to scare anybody. And then Gamble leading off, that just is not going to break a scoreboard.
Jeff, that was nicely put. You know, Andy and I talked about it earlier a little bit. The bad thing is, Jeff, that through five games, everybody's biggest fear is on complete display. And as you just summed up too, we touched on the same thing. The guys who you thought would be okay have been okay, and the guys you were hoping would step up and do something haven't. And that's the scary part, because if they don't, then this thing's going to be futile all year.
It is, and you cannot expect Bieber and the rest of that starting staff to allow only two runs a game. Eventually, they're going to, get socked for three. I mean, but when you have to score more than two runs a game. And, you know, Bradley Zimmer, everybody wants to count on Bradley Zimmer. Well, if you look at his career, even as a rookie, he only really had two good months, because he started to fall apart around the All-Star break of 2017. And he hasn't been anything at the plate since then. So to assume that Bradley Zimmer is all of a sudden going to be playing like a number one prospect, I don't see that.
Jeff, when you're watching Class A at the stadium and he's throwing the ball over 100 miles an hour, I mean, can we get a good feel for that on TV right now? It's been so long since we've had an Indians guy that can throw for 100 miles an hour. And then when you see other guys go up against the Indians that can throw for 100 miles, you're like, wow, that's good. But that true sense of being there is a little overwhelming while you're at the ballpark to see that?
I think it is. And it's, I mean, he's out there with such confidence. That's what I really love about this guy, Andy. He doesn't mess around. He just goes right up there and fires it in there. And if you could hit it, good for you. But and it has some movement on it too. So he threw a 101 mile an hour cutter yesterday, and that's pretty impressive.
It was. I saw it yesterday. I was like, wow, I can't believe he just did that.
The way the bullpen stacked
it, I don't know how you hit that pitch. I mean, he is going to be a staple of that bullpen. And so if the Indians, those back three of Whitgren, Classe, and Karinchak, I mean, I think Francona likes the idea that he could use those guys in any order that he perceives as best, taking into account whoever is coming up for the other team. So they're solid in the bullpen. They're solid in the starting rotation, but scoring runs, that's going to be an issue.
And, Jeff, even if the rotation does what we hope it does, which is some of those younger guys, you know, in the back end of it, you know, Savali, who looked good, and Logan Allen, who was solid enough, and eventually Tristan McKenzie or Cal Quantrill, even if they step up, then you can't expect them to go and hold the other team to two runs every game. You know, so it's going to be one of those situations where you could waste a really good pitching staff, because the bullpen looks good too. And I just wonder what options they have. And I even yesterday we were talking about, okay, we'd love to see Daniel Johnson and Bobby Bradley. Well, what have those guys ever done? You know, I'd like to see them, but there's no guarantee they get it done either. And I wonder if this screams trade, if it screams just sit there and take it because you know you're building for the future, hopefully. I think it's a tough situation for the team to be in right now.
It is, and there were 5,600 down there at the game yesterday afternoon. 5,600 for the second game of the season. Yes, okay, it was an afternoon game in the middle of the week, but that it's a small crowd. And who are you going to go down there to see besides Jose Ramirez and the starting pitching staff? No one's going to say, hey, honey, Jordan Luplow's starting in center tonight. Let's get in the car. And
it's true.
Jeff.
And so I think that's going to be an issue for the Indians. They're not going to draw with this bunch they have, and so the money's not going to come in. They're not going to have money to spend on free agents next year. So I think that's going to be an ongoing problem here.
And can I follow that up with? And Shane Bieber was pitching yesterday, Jeff.
That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
he's the guy you'd pay to see.
Yeah, the Cy Young Award winner in his first home start of the season draws 5,600 people, and that kind of maybe that shows you that as good as the Indians pitching is, people don't buy tickets to watch pitchers; they buy tickets to watch hitters. And not to repeat myself, but that's going to be a problem going forward. And the weather was beautiful yesterday.
Yeah.
We know what April weather is like around here normally, so we'll see what happens there.
All right, I wanted to switch over to the Browns, and you know, I was checking out your Twitter feed the other day too, and just to see, or it was just yesterday, you know, to see the beams going up for the NFL draft and how they're going to build an amusement park down there, I think is pretty incredible. Are you pretty pumped for this draft coming up? I am. I just think it's going to give folks a chance to get out, have some fun, do a little bit of cheering, and, you know, just – I think it's going to give our city a great chance to, you know, be the spotlight on the nation.
I agree with you 100%. Ironically, as far as we're concerned, the people covering the Browns, it might as well be in Tokyo because we'll be sitting in our homes because we won't be in, but we'll be sitting at home following the draft and what the Browns do from there because – Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, and all that crew, they will not be at the draft site. They'll be in Berea running their end of the show there.
It's actually
but it is,
works.
Well, it's cool. It is cool to see that going up. Unfortunately, when we were down there for the media session yesterday, guys, nothing was really going on. I think if they had this session in a week from now, we would have seen a lot more progress, but it was really just a bunch of beams lying on the ground. So, but it's going to be really cool. They have it all planned out, and Cleveland is going to look good in this draft show coming up here in just 3 weeks.
Jeff, yep. when Our buddy Daryl Ryder was with us early in the show, and I asked him about the additions to the defense. And I like them, and they're all solid. And I don't know if anybody is a huge game changer on the defense. It might be John Johnson if there is one, if they're a game changer. But they have filled some real needs. And if you get some guys back who were out last year because of health reasons, you've got a different-looking defense. What's your confidence level on where this defense is heading into the draft?
Well, I'll tell you, I think Andrew Berry has done a great job. And maybe he didn't get that star like J.J. Watt, but I'm fine with that. I'm glad he didn't go out and spend $85 million on Bud Dupree like the Titans did. So, I mean, Johnson, if they hit the back end of that defense, now if you have Johnson and if Delpit comes back from his injury and solidifies that position, you have Ronnie Harrison, and when they go with three safeties, and Troy Hill's going to be an upgrade at that corner slot. And if Greedy Williams comes back, if Greedy Williams doesn't come back from that shoulder injury, then you have Hill and Denzel Ward starting at the corners. So I think that the defense is really much better than it was last year. Now, you'd say, yeah, they still could use another pass rusher opposite Myles Garrett. But and I don't think you're going to find that guy necessarily at 26. But the defense is much better than it was last year. And you can see this was going to be the plan. Last year he took care of the offense. This year it was the defense. So, yeah, I think I'm excited about what this team could be.
Jeff, I can't remember the last time, and Jeff Phelps and I were talking about this before, about how, you know, it's not – there isn't a whole lot of drama with what's going on right now. And you could walk out on the field today. You may ask yourself about, you know, who's healthy and who's not healthy, and you may have a couple questions about linebacker going into this thing, but you could walk out on the field today without having to have the pressure of whoever you pick at 26 having to be on the field the first day of the season. It just seems so weird, doesn't it?
Boy, you're right about that, Andy. And the fact, we've talked about this before, but the continuity, that when they do get together for OTAs or whatever mini camps, they're going to be starting from where they left off last year. They are not starting over. And it has been so long since that's been the case that that's another very big positive about this team going forward. And you look at the other teams in the division, at least they all have the same coaches coming back. But I think the Browns are moving forward more than certainly more than the Steelers, and we'll see about the Ravens. The Ravens are probably still the team to beat in the division, but things are looking good for the Browns.
All right, Jeff, let me wrap it up with this, too, because there's a big story out today. Joe Vardon had a big piece today on gaming and how gaming is going to change here in Ohio very shortly. How do you envision gambling on football in the future and how accessible it is and, you know, teams having, you know, sports books within the stadiums or baseball teams having sports books, you know, that they'll be affiliated with, you know, within a block of the ballpark? I think it's interesting, and I wonder how it's going to play out. And I also wonder about, you know, corruption somewhere down the road and how that might affect these teams, because teams want to be involved in the gaming aspect of their product that they're able to put out on the field.
Well, that's a big one, Andy. You know, gambling has driven football for years, and that's one of the things that make it the number one sport, is because you only play 16 games a year. And so you don't have as many opportunities to bet, so there's going to be a lot of money on each game. And to have that so close at hand, and we'll see how that affects. As far as the corruption goes, that's a scary prospect. I don't think that – I don't know what you mean by throwing games. I think players make so much money now that you're not going to
right.
buy a player to throw a game. I would hope not. But – you know, there's always that danger. The more opportunities you have, there's always a chance, like you said, for corruption. So we'll see. I hope that does not happen.
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, look, I think it'll happen at some point. I just wonder how the leagues are going to handle it when it does happen. It'll be very, very interesting.
Well, if it does happen, they have to – maybe have like a lifetime suspension. That's what they would – they could not give anybody a second chance. If a player did something like that, wouldn't you agree they'd have to give him a lifetime suspension to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, and then but then the ethical question, well, the leagues can take money on this gambling. Why can't, you know, that's where things – and, again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just think that's where we're going to get into some of these questions that I don't think folks are thinking about long-term when it comes to gaming and this stuff. Well, because the gaming's already going on right now. It's just all behind closed doors. So,
all right,
hey, Jeff, thank you.
I just said real quick, as far as that corruption thing goes, man, you just think some guy drops a pass or a quarterback throws an interception or – somebody misses a tackle, things that happen naturally, right? Then people are going to suspect something, and that's going to get ugly.
Yeah, that's a Jeff, thank you. Appreciate that. And thank you. And, of course, you know, we're reading you all the time and we're checking out on Twitter. And always a great follow. And I love the fact that you cover every team in town, including the Monsters, my friend. So, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Jeff.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you later. Bye-bye.
See you later. Jeff Shadell on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the News Herald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.